Next patient is John McFall. That is MCFALL. John JOHN. John C. McFall. MCFALL. M as in Mary. MCFALL. John McFall. Date of birth is 12/11/44. Date of visit is 1/26/24. Please make a copy for Mark Kendrick, M.D. K-E-N-D-R-I-C-K. Mark Kendrick, M.D. Next paragraph. Dear Mark, thank you for sending John McFall for pulmonary evaluation. Next paragraph. His present illness. This is a 79-year-old male who has had a history of polio at a young age, was on an iron lung for over 6 months, and has had pulmonary issues over the past over the past several years, and has shortness of breath with exertion. But he has been very active and has been playing golf and swimming without too many interruptions. And since the past 3 months, he has noticed that his shortness of breath has worsened, and he does get out of breath with minimal activity. Period. The patient had a chest x-ray, and he was then sent for a CT chest on 1/22/24. The CT chest showed left lower lobe subsegmental atelectasis and scarring, but no other acute findings. And scarring, and also he was noted to have a left lower lobe 8 millimeter lung nodule and a right lower lateral 8 millimeter nodule, as well as a 5 millimeter right mid lung nodule. There is no previous CT to compare. There was an enlarged precarinal lymph node at 1.6 centimeter with benign appearing fatty hilum. Hilum, H-I-L-U-M. There was no evidence of pleural effusion. And there were several areas of spondylosis, period. The patient has no significant cough or wheezing, denies chest pains or hemoptysis, denies weight loss, fevers, chills. Next paragraph, past history. The patient's past history has included history of CABG times 3 and history for hypertension as well as hyperlipidemia. He had prostate cancer treated with radiation therapy and had skin cancer removed from his face. Denies prior history of pneumonia. Next paragraph. Habits of patient. Denies smoking. Drinks alcohol moderately. He worked as an automotive executive and is retired. Next, family history. Father died of a heart attack. Mother died of old age. Next, system review. The patient has no fatigue or fever, no double vision or cataracts, no vertigo, hoarseness, and nosebleeds, no urinary frequency or flank pains. He has no hay fever, but has coughing spells and shortness of breath. He has no abdominal pains, but has diarrhea. And he has no chest pains or calf muscle pains. He has leg swelling. more on the right leg, and denies anxiety or depression. He has easy bruising, and he has mild joint pains, and he denied seizures, headaches, or memory loss. No skin rash, no itching, next, paragraph, medalist included, metoprolol 100 milligrams daily, amlodipine 5 milligrams daily, Lipitor 40 milligrams daily, lisinopril 40 milligrams daily, and chlorothalidone 25 milligrams a day. Next, physical exam, this elderly male who is moderately obese, in no acute distress, no pallor, cyanosis, clubbing, but has 2+ leg edema. His blood pressure 140 by 80, pulse 85, respiration is 18, temperature 97.6, weight is 226, saturation 91. HEND announced phallic pupils reactive. Thing is moist, throat is mild, injected, he has no inflammation. Next up, no venous distension, no thyromegaly or lymphadenopathy. Chest equal movements with occasional wheezes in the upper chest, but no crackles. Heart, the heart seems regular, asthma, and S2, no murmurs. The abdomen is soft, obese, without masses, no organomegaly. The bowel sounds active. Extremities, edema 2+, and pigmentation of the skin of the lower extremities. No calf tenderness. Homan sign is negative. Neurologically, reflexes of 1+, with no gross motor deficits. Cranial nerves grossly intact. Skin, no lesions noted. Next, paragraph, impression number 1. Probable obstructive sleep apnea. Number 2, bilateral lung nodules etiology. Undetermined. And number 3 is exogenous obesity. Number 4 is hypertension and hyperlipidemia. And number 5 is leg edema. Next paragraph, plan. The patient was advised to get a complete pulmonary function study and advised to get a PET CT scan to evaluate the lung nodules. He will be scheduled for a polysomnographic study, and he was also given Lasix 20 milligrams daily with KTAP 10 milliequivalents for his leg edema, and a CBC and a basic metabolic profile to be done in 3 weeks, and a follow-up visit to be arranged in approximately 4 weeks. Thank you for this consultation. Copy for Dr. Mark Kendrick, MD, KENDRICK, MD. Thank you. Let's talk to you soon.